This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for December 17th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with this podcast. Cannabis shares underperform going into year-end amid U.S. regulatory logjam. Although adult-use sales of cannabis remain robust in U.S. states where it is legal, NASDAQ IR intelligence analyst Salim Deya sees continued stock underperformance across the cannabis space going into year-end, building on activity in the second and third quarters of 2021. In an interview with John Lothian News, Deya notes the benchmark Selective North American Marijuana Index is about 13% lower this quarter and is down close to 20% year-to-date, a move he attributes to disappointment that the U.S. federal reform that many were hoping for in early 2021 has not taken place, and impatience with a regulatory process that remains mired in disagreement over its scope and depth. To listen to this podcast, you can find it on johnlothiannews.com. Here are the comments and stories from today's Hits and Takes section. Today is Thomas J. Cashman's 83rd birthday, the man who helped me get into the futures industry. Tom is a 50-plus year member of the Chicago Board of Trade who toiled in the soybean pit as a trader and broker from the 1960s until the pit was closed in 2015. It would mean a lot to me if you might send an email to Tom in celebration of his birthday. You can do so at this email address. TJC birthday wishes at johnlothian.com. Tom is a former neighbor of mine in Wisconsin who gave me my start in the futures industry by hiring me to be his driver when I was 17. I drove Tom and some other traders and others into Chicago and back out to southern Wisconsin every day during the summers of my late high school and college years. He backed me when I was a trader on the Mid-America Commodity Exchange. But most importantly, he set a standard for class, integrity, honesty, fairness, and humility that I have done my best part to live up to. In my book, Tom is a member of the Futures Hall of Fame. He should be in the FIA Futures Hall of Fame, in fact. When Tom ran for election for the CBOT Board of Directors back in the 1980s, he earned the votes of some 1,100 of the 1,402 members. The next member elected received just 400 or so votes. Tom was that respected. When the FBI investigation in the late 1980s of the futures markets prompted the Chicago Board of Trade to establish a Blue Ribbon Ethics and Integrity Committee, Tom was chosen as its chair. From my perspective, he carried on and epitomized the word, my word is my bond ethos of the CBOT, and set the moral and ethical standard that undergirded the exchange. He most recently was the chairman of the 100 Club of Chicago, which provides moral and financial support to the families of fallen first responders in Chicago. Tom's father was a fireman and his uncles were policemen. He is one of the most generous people I know, and he taught me much about giving and happiness. The lessons that the happiest people are those that give is the one that I learned firsthand from Tom's professional, community, and personal work. Tom is part of a prominent CBOT family that began their CBOT membership when his Uncle George was given money from his parents' home being sold to make way for the Eisenhower Expressway in the 1950s. George brought his brothers to the exchange, and they brought Tom in as a member in the early 1960s. His uncle Gene Cashman was the most successful CBOT trader of his era, at least according to a Chicago Tribune Sunday Magazine article from the early 1980s. It was Tom's son Thomas F. Cashman who gave me the idea for the Open Outcry Traders History Project. TFC was also a member of the CBOT and traded in the beans, but is also a lawyer and a member of the John J. Lothian & Company, Inc. Advisory Committee. I used to coach TFC's Little League team in Wisconsin, and today he is one of my longest standing and best friends. For many years, when I would run into Tom in the CBOT building, he would share the names of various former CBOT members who had passed away, and he would attend two or three funerals or wakes a week. One of the punishments for living a long life is that death claims so many friends along the way. So it would be great today if you paid your respects to the man who gave me my start, who taught me so much about treating all people well, about being a leader, and to never stop giving by sending him an email wishing him a happy birthday. The CME Group reported on LinkedIn that for the first time ever, open interest in CME FX products has exceeded 3 million contracts, $293.7 billion as macro factors, including UMR and SA-CCR, have combined with the fundamental benefits of cleared listed derivatives to accelerate client adoption. Peak Six is looking for women engineering students for internships for this summer. More details are available with the link in today's newsletter. Mexican Stock Exchange Derivatives Exchange subsidiary Mexter, Mexican Derivatives Market, recently celebrated its 23rd anniversary. Mexter began operations on December 15, 1998. Alston Trading is being acquired by DV Group. It was announced yesterday. DV Group signed an agreement to acquire Alston Holdings LLC, parent to Alston Trading and Alston Capital. The deal is expected to close by year end. Matt Leising is offering 1,000 copies of a special edition of his book, Out of the Ether, as an NFT that can be registered on the blockchain. More details are available with the link in today's newsletter. In a new thought leadership essay from Quantigo titled The Pandemic Profiteers, analyst Melissa Brown notes that markets continue to decouple from one another in the fourth quarter. As COVID and its beneficiaries continued to drive prices of some stock higher, while economic and policy issues such as inflation and central bank activity loomed large for others. More analysis is available in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's newsletter. From the FIA, Viewpoint, our heads in the clouds. 2021 was the year that big tech and big finance converged. From Walt Lukin, as we look back on a year most of us would like to forget, I am struck by the enormous change that seemed to happen under our noses in our capital and risk markets, mostly driven by disruptive technology and the convergence of big tech and Wall Street. We have been talking about these issues for years. Our conferences have been filled with discussions of clouds, blockchain, and big data for some time. But 2021 seemed to be the year that these issues ripened in a big way. Walt Lukin is confusing the steam coming out of his dryer in his basement laundry room office for the clouds. Here is a story from the FT. FT Financial Literacy and Inclusion Campaign. The U.S. must confront financial literacy head on. We freely discuss which vaccine we received, but conversations about money are somehow taboo. I have worked in the investment field for 30 years, and there's still one mystery that eludes me. Why it is so hard for people to talk about money. By talking about money, I don't mean showing off. I mean discussing financial matters to inform, not to impress. We'll freely discuss which vaccine we receive in an elevator with strangers, but a conversation about money rarely happens, even in a private setting with close friends. My comment. Melody Hobson is co-CEO and president of Ariel Investments, chair of the Starbucks Corp, and a director of JP Morgan Chase. Maybe we should listen. Here's a story from the New York Times. Offices shut and holiday parties dim as familiar feeling sinks in. Employers mandate boosters, postpone return dates, and brace for an Omicron surge. It was three words that workers don't hear every day from their bosses. I was wrong. Morgan Stanley's chief executive, James Gorman, asked this week about employees returning to the office, said his projection about the pandemic subsiding was off. I thought we would have been out of it past Labor Day, Mr. Gorman said on CNBC, and we're not. Yes, that sinking feeling is hitting again. We're in the soup of COVID-19 again. Here's a press release from the CFTC. U.S. Senate unanimously confirms Benham as chairman. The U.S. Senate last night voted unanimously to confirm Rostam Benham as chairman of the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Benham has served as acting chairman since January and issued the following statement regarding his confirmation. I would like to thank President Biden, Majority Leader Schumer, Republican Leader McConnell, Chairwoman Stabenow, and Ranking Member Boozman for the honor to serve as the CFTC's 15th chairman. I would also like to thank Commissioner Stump for her public service and leadership at the commission and for her ongoing support as a friend and colleague. My comment, unanimous. The Democrats and Republican can't agree that today is Friday. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was DV Group to acquire business of Alston Trading, a press release via PR Newswire. Second was Wednesday's number one story, Bloomberg's Best Books of 2021, the 49 most fascinating, mind-blowing, challenging, hilarious, and urgent titles of the year. And third was Forbes' Six Timeless Lessons from Leo Melamed's book, Man of the Futures. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice, this has been John Lothian. Goodbye.